Joining us now is Sam Toya. He is the president and CEO of the Illinois Restaurant Association. He's also a leading member of the Illinois Business Immigration Coalition. Sam, thanks so much for joining me this Sunday morning.
Thanks for having me, Rick. Good morning.
So when we last talked last week, I was a substitute hosting for Politics Tonight on CLTV, and when we last talked, the separation policy still existed. And then it was the next day, I believe, that the president signed this executive order. But the executive order seems to be creating as much confusion as there's confusion about how to deal with these separated children.
Absolutely, Rick. I mean, it's great that Trump signed the executive order to repeal his family separation policy. However, family separation is occurring every day right now as we talk inside of the country, caused by the increased ICE raids. People are talking about that as well. We need smart, pragmatic immigration policies, not ones that are based in fear and isolationism. And this zero tolerance, like I said, it was a step in the right direction. But as you mentioned, there's still 2,050 children out there that are separated from their families, their mothers and fathers.
Well, and remember when we talked, too, we thought, you know, with even Republicans criticizing the zero tolerance policy, that there was still a thought that maybe, you know, after years of talking about comprehensive immigration reform, the tragedy of these children might actually really kind of force comprehensive immigration reform. But then we saw the action by the Republicans in the House basically just throwing up their arms on legislation. They say they'll consider it later this week. Designed to take care of the Dreamers, and as well as increase border security. But everybody knows that that's not going to pass.
It's not going to pass. I mean, the Republicans try to do a compromise in the House between the moderates and extremists, and that did not work. And why it's also not going to work is because it's got to go over to the Senate once they come up with a bill in the House, and they need 9 Democrats on the Senate side. And the Democrats are not being invited to the table to participate. You know, I know the president says it's the Democrats' fault, but they're not inviting the Democrats to the table. How could he blame them when they're not at the table to try to work out a bill? That's pragmatic.
Well, and there was that one point where there were Democrats and Republicans at the table. They thought they had a deal, thought that the president was going to sign the deal, and then the president ripped up the deal.
Exactly. I'm talking about over the last few days. You're absolutely right, Rick. That was a little while back. But over the last week or so, Democrats won't vote for a deal they were not invited to participate in. I don't know how he doesn't understand it. Isn't he supposed to be the president that is all about the deal making? I don't see that in this president.
Well, even last night in his speech to the Nevada Republican Party state convention, he spoke in terms of how this is a political issue, a winning political issue, he believes, for himself, that he is being tough on immigration, tough on the border, while Democrats are showing weakness and that they want open borders.
Again, you know what I mean, separating children from their parents. That is cruel and inhumane, and it's going on every day with these ICE raids we're seeing throughout the country. We are separating families. That is cruel and inhumane. I don't even know how we can use this as a political tool.
We're speaking with Sam Toya, the president and CEO of the Illinois Restaurant Association, a member of the Illinois Business Immigration Coalition. I'm Rick Pearson. This is the Sunday Spin. Welcome back to your Sunday Spin. I'm Rick Pearson of the Chicago Tribune, speaking with Sam Toya, president and CEO of the Illinois Restaurant Association. We're talking about this back and forth on immigration policy. And, you know, Sam, we've talked about this before, but immigration is almost kind of a fundamental of the restaurant industry.
Oh, absolutely. Immigrants have been the backbone of the hospitality restaurant industry here in the city of Chicago for the last 100 years, from the Eastern Europeans to the Italians to the Greeks to the Asians to the Africans to the Latino to the Mexicans. You know, it's estimated there's 577,000 people that work in the restaurant industry here in the state of Illinois. It's estimated that 40% are immigrants. Think about that. 40% are immigrants out of the 577,000 people that work in the restaurant food service industry here in the state of Illinois.
And it's also a mobility issue, too, you know, from...
Oh, absolutely. You know, the hospitality restaurant industry, Rick, is an industry you still can enter without a college degree and get to middle class. You have so many people, so many immigrants that enter the restaurant industry, start out as dishwashers and busboys, become managers, become owners of their own restaurant. It is a path to a middle class. It is a path to being part of our great, great country and our great city. Yes, it is definitely a path to being part of our society.
I don't want to get too partisan here, but what, you know, I obviously talk a lot of people over there at the Business Immigration Coalition, and you have leading Republicans, Republican supportive businessmen who have been pushing for years to try to get this issue resolved. We, you know, what was it, 2013? There was the Gang of Eight in the Senate that put together a bipartisan package. And we had, a couple of years ago, before Paul Ryan was Speaker of the U.S. House, he was at the City Club appearing with Luis Gutierrez talking about, you know, how we need to get comprehensive immigration reform. And now it's just nothing more than a political football of nationalism.
Yeah, Rick, a few years ago, Congressman Ryan and Congressman Gutierrez were together. They were very, very close on coming up with a pragmatic immigration policy that both the Democrats and Republicans could vote on. They knew we needed a bipartisan compromise between the Democrats and Republicans, and they were getting there. And then when we got this new president, everything just started falling apart. And the Illinois Business Immigration Coalition has been working on this now for, like you said, quite a few years, about 6 years, 6-7 years now. And it's a lot of Republican business men and women that are part of this group. And like I said, they're looking for a pragmatic immigration policy that everyone could live with it throughout the country.
I want to switch gears from immigration to an issue that you're very concerned with in Chicago and in Illinois about issues of mandated scheduling of employees and the loss of flexibility under a proposed ordinance in Chicago.
Yeah, you know, we really feel, the hospitality industry feels, this is just another mandate we just do not want on the industry.
Why don't you explain what we're talking about here?
Okay, so what some folks are talking about is a Fair Work Week ordinance where you have to schedule 2 weeks out. So you have to give everyone their schedule 2 weeks out. You also have to move people that work part-time to full-time before you hire people, you hire new people. Now, in the restaurant industry, that's very hard to schedule 2 weeks out. Let's just take Chicago weather. You know, we are known as the culinary capital of the United States. And we have a booming culinary scene here in the city of Chicago. And we have over 1,000, outdoor cafes and rooftop decks. How are you supposed to schedule 2 weeks out when you don't know the weather? The weather literally changes in the city of Chicago. It can change every 6 hours. And what are you supposed to do? You can't even get weather reports 2 weeks out. So it's really hard. You know, the restaurant industry already provides the most opportunity, flexibility, and potential for advancement that we talked about earlier of any industry. So this is a misguided proposal that will destroy workplace flexibility and hurt a broad spectrum of the industry that drives Chicago economy.
I do think there is an issue about weather, and it's not just the restaurant industry. It's, you know, it could be TV, movie production, things like that. You know, another kind of thing that's booming here in the city.
Absolutely. Let's just go a little bit deeper on that, Rick. It could be, how about the film TV production? It was just announced we're going to have hundreds of million dollars of TV programs again produced here in the city of Chicago. So it could be film TV production. How about hospitals? You never know in hospitals. Construction, park districts. You know what I mean? You know, if the weather fluctuates, the park districts. You know, how about the Chicago Park Districts? Obviously, the hotels, that's kind of the same as the hospitality industry. How about funeral homes? You know, elderly care, you know what I mean? So you got nursing homes, you got funeral homes, you got hospitals, you got film, TV productions. How does a Fair Work Week schedule affect these industries when you got a schedule 2 weeks out?
Well, we'll be keeping an eye on that legislation. Sam Toya, the president and CEO of the Illinois Restaurant Association, member of the Illinois Business Immigration Coalition. Sam, as always, thanks for joining me. Look forward to speaking to you soon about Chicago Gourmet.
Absolutely. Looking forward to that. Hopefully next time we talk, we have a comprehensive immigration reform bill that we're all happy and we can live with. Have a great day.
If we get one before then, we'll be talking again. Thanks, Sam.
Absolutely. Hopefully the moderate Republicans and Democrats come together and come up with a bill that's good for the country and good for families.
You're listening to the Sunday Spin on WGN.